弟兄姐妹平安，很高，声音不够好像，声音。很高兴今天能够在这边分享信息。
I'm glad to be here to share the message today.
这开场白有点像那个外勤讲员的口吻哈。
My opening sounds like I'm a guest speaker here today.
因为我的心已经在台湾的教会了。
Because my heart is already in Taiwan.
如果你们还不知道的话，这是我们最后一个主日在这个地方，就是八月我们离开短宣之前是最后一个主日。
If some of you still don't know, this is the last Sunday I'm going to be here and before I depart for Taiwan.
所以我珍惜跟弟兄姐妹在一起的每时每刻。
So I really cherish the time that I can be here to be with all of you.
我相信当我们到了那边的时候，弟兄姐妹会为我们在那边祷告，因为我看见大家的名字签在上面。
I'm very confident that when I'm in Taiwan, the sisters and brothers here will pray for us.
但是大家要有信心，因为呢，在台湾短宣队也会为我们本堂的教会来祷告。
And I would like you to have the faith as well that the sisters and brothers in Taiwan right now they will be also praying for you.
我们的祷告要横跨7000迈，在大西不对太平洋，然后过来过去。
Our prayers would cover 7000 miles across the Pacific Ocean.
神是万能的，神是全能，无所不在的。阿门。
God is Almighty and He's Everywhere.
今天我们要来分享一个信息呢，也是我心里面一个很大的一个负担。
Today I'm going to share some messages that God has been putting the burden in my heart.
因为我们说这个月是一个宣教的月份。
Because we know that this month we dedicated to the missionary.
所以我们要从头再来思想，到底宣教神在宣教上有什么意义，给我们有什么样的使命。
So that's think about what does that mean that God wants us to do.
所以当我再一次来思想到神给我们最后那个大使命的时候，在马太福音28章。
So when I the passage comes up when I think about this sermon is from Matthew 28.
我在做更深的思想的时候，我觉得神有心意在这个经文里面来向我们说。
And I think God wants to speak to us through this passage.
这个经文很熟，但是你能背就背，你不能背，我们来念好吗？
This is a passage that we've been very familiar with, and if you can memorize it, we can memorize it, recite it. If not, we can just look at the screen.
好，我们一起来。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在。直到世界的末了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
你几乎走到每一个教会，这个经文都会成为教会里面很重要的一个经文。
Almost everywhere you visit a church, you will see this passage.
所以因为这个经文透露出来基督耶稣对教会的一个心意。
Because in this passage, it reveals the will and the purpose that Jesus has for his church.
我们以前提过，在这个经文里面，我们一直看的时候，最重要一件事情就是叫做做门徒。
And in this passage, the highlight is to make disciples.
因为只有在做门徒这件事情上面，如果我们去查考希腊文的话，只有做门徒这个字是用着命令式的语态，其他都是分词。门要去是 going， 是分词。
Because in the Greek, this to make disciples, Jesus used it as an imperative form of speech.
所以是非常重要的一件事情，是要做门徒。
So this is very important to make disciples.
在教会里面怎么做门徒？
How do we go about this in church?
神的心意看门徒是什么样的门徒？
And how does Jesus look at disciples?
我们发现从耶稣的角度来看的时候，门徒是他心意中的一个重要的、最重要的一个服事的重点。
When we look at Jesus' perspectives, the disciples is part of his focus of his ministry.
在耶稣在3年半传道在地下传道的时间，他所最重要的工作就是栽培一些的门徒，能够去传扬他的大使命。
in the 3.5 years of his ministry, one of the most important things is to make disciples to prepare the ways for him.
所以他要拣选这个十二个门徒之前，要好好的祷告，彻夜来祷告。
So before he called his 12 disciples, he had to pray all night long.
然后就发现他到处在行走，在传道，在服事的时候，都是带着门徒一起走。
And we can see from the Bible that wherever he went to preach the gospel, the disciples were with him.
所以我们知道这个门徒跟耶稣之间是有一个非常重要的生命关系，是跟随者。
So we can see the close relationship between Jesus and his disciples is the relationship of life.
他们看到 Jesus 做什么事情，他们就懂得以后可以这样子来做。
Whatever they saw Jesus do, they know how to follow him in the future.
所以这是不只是言语，而且是身教，就是说是他的跟着带着能够来教导他们。
It's not only from his word of mouth, but from how he exemplified before them.
所以如果你要比如说我们前一阵子我们比如说你要学芝麻大饼的话。
For example, we were into making the sesame pancake, Chinese pancake.
你有两种方法。
There are two ways of making them.
一种方法是你拿到一个 recipe.
One way to do it is that you look at the recipe.
第二种方法是你就跟人家做，你在旁边跟着做。
Or the second way to do it is you just follow somebody model it for you and you just follow him.
那跟着人家做一定做出来是更好，因为是旁边的人会 check, 会告诉你。
And if you can model after someone to do it, that would be the better way to do it.
这就是为什么耶稣带着门徒的时候，他不只用嘴巴讲，同时做给他们看，是这样来服事。
And that's the same way as Jesus and his disciples. He modeled it before his disciples.
所以当耶稣在传道的当中，我们发现他很多的场合，他很在乎门徒到底有没有 get it, 到底懂不懂，会不会了。
So we see in a lot of circumstances, Jesus really cared about his disciples' reaction, how they would catch his teaching.
所以在马太福音第十六章那边特别讲到，他们来到一个地方叫做该撒利亚腓立比，结果呢，耶稣就问了两个问题。
So from Matthew 16, we see that when Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples two questions.
他说：“人说我人子是谁？”
He said that a lot of people, who do people say the Son of Man is?
啊，有的人就说啊，他只是施洗的约翰啊。你可有人说你是以利亚，有的人说你是耶利米，还有耶利米，还有人说你是先知里的一个。
And some said that you're the John the Baptist, and some said that you're Elijah, or some said that you're Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
有许许多多不同的答案，但是耶稣其实不 care 这些答案，因为是人家说的。
There are different answers, but Jesus did not really care about those answers because they were just hearsay.
但是耶稣就问第二个问题，是真正要问的问题。
But Jesus asked the second question, which is his key question.
你们说我是谁？
Who do you think I am?
他对当时的门徒说：“你们说呢？”
And he asked his disciples.
别人说不重要，你们说比较重要。你们说我是谁？
What do you say that I am?
所以彼得就讲了，这彼得很会讲话。
So Peter Simon answered, he's good at speech.
他就说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
He said, "You are Christ. You are the Son of the Living God."
这话一讲，就把他的身份，他是神的儿子；把他的工作，他是基督，是要来拯救。这个世界的，所以把他的身份，把他工作讲得清清楚楚。
So, from Peter's answer, it points out the identity of Jesus. He's the Son of God, and his work. He comes here to save the world.
我相信耶稣在那时候的心意是非常的满足，100分 touchdown。
I'm sure Jesus was very satisfied with Peter Simon's answer.
还有一次，耶稣在教导说：“我是从在那个约翰福音第六章，他说我是从天上来的生命的粮。”
And when from John 6:51, it says that I'm the living bread that came down from heaven.
他说：“吃我肉、喝我血的人有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。”
And it says that whoever eats my flesh or drinks my blood, he will have eternal life, and at the end I'll raise him up.
结果后来就有许多人听了这个话就信不下去，他们就离开耶稣了，跟不下去了。
And a lot of followers of Jesus, when they heard this, they couldn't take it anymore, so they turned away and deserted Jesus.
当我们来思想一下，当一大堆人在跟着耶稣的时候，他对他们讲这些话，就很多的人就走了。
Let's think about this. When a lot of people, they have followed Jesus, and after they heard this teaching, they went away, they turned away from Jesus.
耶稣的心情怎么样?
How would Jesus feel about it?
耶稣知道这些人是群众不重要。
Jesus knew that those were just the crowds.
他重要，他真正在乎的是这十二个门徒。
They didn't matter, but what really matters is his disciples.
所以耶稣就问了一句话，你们也要去吗?
So Jesus asked his disciples the same question, are you going with them as well?
我相信耶稣这个时候他是真的是很 serious 在问这个问题。
And I think Jesus was very serious about the answer that his disciples would give him.
别人可以不懂我讲的话，别人可以不知道我到底来了是要做什么，但是你们不能不知道，你们也要去吗？
From Jesus' point of view, he said that those crowd, they could leave me, it didn't matter, but what about you? You followers, you are my disciples, are you going to follow them too?
所以这个老大哥彼得又说了。
So Peter again answered.
他说主啊在你有永生之道我们还归从谁呢
He said that you have the word of life who shall we go after
我可以想象耶稣的嘴角可能这样子起来了
I could just imagine that Jesus lips just comes up
如果有一天你遇见很多的困难或者很不顺利的时候你来到神的面前然后呢神问你 你也要去吗你说在你有永生之道我还归从谁呢你知道天上的神嘴角就会起来
So one day if you face some difficulties in your circumstances and you answer Jesus you have the word of life and who else should I follow I'm sure Jesus will be smiling down at you
所以这是他工作的重点他要知道门徒有没有学会是不是跟着他都懂了这些事情
So this is the focus of his ministry that he wants to make sure that his disciples understand his great commission.
还有一次就是当耶稣来教导讲了很多的比喻特别讲到就是撒种的比喻有四种土他在那边撒。
One time Jesus was teaching his disciples using a parable about this sowing seeds.
所以别人听了以后还不见得都明白。
A lot of people they heard this parable and did not understand it.
那门徒就来问了门徒就进起来就问耶稣说你对众人讲话呢为什么都用比喻
And the disciples came to ask Jesus, why do you have to use parables to teach the crowds?
在马太福音13章第10节11节耶稣怎么回答呢
And in Matthew 13, 10, 11,
他说因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道不叫他们知道。
And Jesus answered,The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them.
所以天国的奥秘，也就是教会未来教会要建造的奥秘，在你们的身上，他们是不重要，他们不需要这么的detail知道。但是你们是建造教会的人，你们一定要知道。
So the secret of the kingdom of heaven will be relied on you because you will be the foundation of the future churches.
所以我们可以看见，当耶稣在传道的当中，他对门徒的栽培是非常的，是他的一个重点工作。
So we can see from all the stories that in his ministry, making disciples, his followers, his disciples is one of his key mission.
结果到后面，越后面的时候，你会发现门徒跟随的越紧。他们在一起的时间就越长。
And when we see later in towards his ministry, that Jesus and his disciples they become inseparable.
因为他们在知道，当耶稣升天离开这个世上的工作的时候，他知道只要在地下有一批的门徒是他的所建造，是一个成熟的门徒，这个天国一定会传遍。
Because he knows that before he ascended back to the heaven, he has to raise up some disciples to be the good foundation for the mission of the kingdom.
这个天国的福音只要有几个人在里面就能够把它传开。好像面那个天国的比喻好像那个面能够塞一点面酵的话整团就发起来。只要几个下去 solid, 非常有 quality 的门徒下去就会影响整个。
So if we have a few, mature Christians, they are like yeast to the whole bread that can spread out to the whole nations.
所以他用非常，他不只是在身教这样带着他们。最后呢，当大使命 耶稣就对他们讲，这是在嘴巴再一次 confirm， 不只是示范，而且最后把他一个终结告诉你们，你们就是要去使万民做门徒。
So not only that he had been leading them in the past 3.5 years, he also gave them the Great Commission using this imperative form of speech.
所以这是一个大使命。当我们在仔细看这个大使命的时候呢，我就把它切成三个步骤或者三个 dimension。
So, this is the Great Commission. I separate into three elements.
第一个就是所谓的make disciples of nations， 就是所有就是门。门怎么讲？他把那个就是 disciple all nations， 把那个 disciple 当作动词来讲，就是把 all nation 变成 disciple。
So, in the first part of the speech, that Jesus said that we make disciples of all nations. Disciple here is used as a verb, is to make all the nations become his disciples.
第二个重点就是讲到说，要将主的话，凡我吩咐你们的，就要教训他们遵守，所以要教训，而且呢，要 make sure 他们遵守。
And the second part of the speech means that you have to teach them the command that I have, you have to teach them to obey the commandments that I taught you.
第三件事情呢，第三步呢，就是我教你的是要去传，是建造门徒。那你建造那个门徒的那个门徒呢，他也要被教导，他也要去建造门徒，因为这是大使命的内容，要一代一代传下去。
So the third part, the last part, is to carry on the great mission from generation to generation.
所以我们回来看这个第一点，就是讲到说门训，或者是门训万民，或者是做门徒训练，或者是 make disciples， 不管你怎么说 disciple all nations， 就是把门徒训练当作一个工作的重点。
So let's come back to the first point that we, when we talk about making disciples of all nations, that means that it's one of the most important tasks to train the Christians to be his disciples.
我们发现教会常常会，就是我们常常会传福音，常常会去举办大型的布道会，有的是各种不同的一种聚会，然后呢，我们来带领很多的人能够认识我们的主耶稣基督。
We noticed that a lot of churches, they put a lot of emphasis on holding a lot of evangelical meetings, and they lead a lot of people to Christ.
然后后面呢，我们可能有人就信了主，但是呢，我们没有做太多的跟进或者栽培，所以呢，他就是 let them alone 啊，就是放在那边。
But the follow-up work is not very well supported. So after people receive Christ, they did not have very much support.
好像一个人当他刚生的时候没有东西吃，没有东西喂他，他就是虽然是新生的一个 baby， 属灵的 baby， 但是呢，他非常的体弱多病。
So this is like a spiritual baby who is still very weak and does not have enough food to eat.
上个礼拜哈，那个我们在办公室的那个冷气上面掉进来一只猫。
Last week, there's a kitten that fall from the ceiling of in my office.
然后那个猫就一直叫，一直叫。
And the kitten was mewing the whole time.
所以我就请了那个这边管理人，我就说，哎，你来听，有一只猫在那边。
So I went to get the janitor to come to look at the situation.
他就上到屋顶去，然后呢，看见两只猫，然后就去抓他们，然后猫就走掉了。
So he went up to the ceiling and he saw there are two kittens there. The kittens saw him and they ran away.
所以他们就说我们再来抓，好，那再来抓。可是呢，我进到那个 office 以后，过两天进到 office 以后，还是听到有猫叫，那个声音越来越微弱，越来越，原来是很有力的，然后还有爪子声音，到后面就是喵喵。
So 2 days later, I came back to the office and I still heard the kittens mewing, but it was growing weaker and weaker.
我就跟那个管理员说，说不对，一定有猫 trap 在里面。它怎么会一开始很大声，现在变很小声？它一定是在里面出不来了。所以我就跟他说，你把那个天花板打开，把冷气管拆开，我们看看里面是不是有猫。
So I talked to the superintendent again. I said that there must be something wrong there. There must be some kittens trapped inside of there.
他也听见那个没有力气的那个猫猫在叫，所以呢，他就也这样，也是愿意这样做。所以他就把那个打开以后呢，看见一只小猫躺在那边。
So the superintendent went up there and checked the spaces in there, and he saw this kitten lying there.
已经没有力气不能动了，他就把它这样弄扫出来。
So the kitten was so weak that he just swept it up.
一只刚生的猫，是不是很多的时候，我们在教会里面，许许多多的人得了这个福音的好处，得了这个信仰，但是没有很有效的人来被喂养、被帮助，所以好像一个体弱多病的一只小猫咪在那边喵喵叫。
This story reminds of some of us that we received Christ, but we did not have good feeding, so we become weaker and weaker in our spiritual life, just like the kitten.
有一个传道人叫 Gary, 他在宾州牧养教会，他就在讲，他说他就看见这个教会，当他们举办一个很大的聚会的时候，很大的布道会的时候，他发现那次布道会有1000的人，他们愿意接受耶稣。
There's a pastor in Philadelphia. He said that one time they held this huge evangelical meeting and there were 1,000 people came to Christ.
等到半年以后呢，他再来做调查，他发现真正留在教会，真正开始做有基督徒的生命的，留在那边，基督徒过基督徒生活的只有20个。
And after half a year, he realized that there are only 20 people out of this 1,000 people that came to Christ. They were really well grounded in God's word.
所以教会就开始在检讨说，为什么是这样的一件事情，这么好的福音，为什么大家没有继续的下去？
So they realized that they have a problem here. Why the gospel does not continue its work?
所以他们就开始发起101的运动。
So they decided to implement something different. They decided to start one-on-one making disciples work.
就他们又开了一个福音周哈，一个礼拜的一个福音聚会。
So they held another gospel meeting for the whole week.
然后他们就101来照顾这些愿意接受耶稣基督的这些朋友们。
And they have individuals, Christians, to lead those people who came to Christ on one-on-one basis.
到最后，在调查，就有1/5的人留下来，在教会里面过基督徒的生活。
And they did a survey after that. They found out that there's 5/6 of the people who came to Christ. They stayed firm in their faith.
所以这是千分之二十跟六分之五的差别。
So this is 20 in 1,000 versus 5/5 the ratios.
所以这是一个非常重要的一个事实，让我们看见在教会里面我们有许多的不同的 program， 我们有主日崇拜，我们甚至以后肯定会有主日学，有小组，但是这些都是集体性的聚会。
We can see that we have a lot of Sunday sermons, we have Sunday schools, we have fellowship meetings, but those are all group activities.
如果有一个人信主以后，他能够有一个人来帮助他，教他怎么样来过基督徒的生活，能带着他101量身定做，成为塑造门徒的一个方法，这样子的是有效的。
If we can have some mentor leading those new Christians on the one-on-one basis, and that will be the foundation of the discipleship.
所以他可能要帮跟他有定期的会面，然后帮助他怎么样教导他怎么样来读经，怎么样来祷告，怎么样来背圣经，能够怎么样来做过基督徒属灵的生活。这样子的话，这个人的生命成长就有一个根基，有一个根基，而且有一个是好像一个 model 可以来遵循。
So the mature Christian might have to meet with the new believers regularly and teach him how to pray, how to read Bible, and how to grow in his spiritual walk.
然后过了两三年，这个可能已经这个成熟了，好，这个信主的已经成熟了，他也可以再去 duplicate 他所做的事情，别人做在他身上的事情。
And after 2 or 3 years, the new believers become mature Christians, and he can continue the work that what he has been equipped for.
所以这就是一个福音大使命真正的内容，就是要这样来生门徒。
And this is how to fulfill the Great Commission to give birth to new disciples.
那我们发现这个门徒呢，是一个在圣经上面不是一个很生疏的事情。我们发现像摩西，他就约书亚跟着他，然后呢，以利亚就以利沙。
And we know that making disciples is nothing new in the New Testament. We can tell from the Old Testament that from the story of Moses and Joshua, Elijah and Elisha.
还有安德烈，我们在新约里面，安德烈他找着了他的哥哥，他看见这个弥赛亚，好像遇见了那个旧约的弥赛亚，然后他就找到他的哥哥彼得。
And in the New Testament, Andrew, when he found the Messiah, he went to get his brother Simon Peter to see Jesus.
他就把彼得领到 耶稣的面前。
So he took Peter in front of Jesus.
这个一领不得了，就这个最这个非常重要的一个使徒彼得这样子出来了。
And this is very important because that's how Peter came to be one of the most important disciples in the history.
安德烈在教在圣经里面呢、啊，他做的事情大概有三，大概也可以有讲有三次。
There are three times that in the Bible about Andrew what he did.
这是第一次。
This is the first thing he did.
第三次。
The third time.
就是在受难周的时候，有几个希腊人、希利尼人，他们要来见耶稣。
In the week of before the week that Jesus was crucified.
安德烈就带他们去见耶稣。
Andrew took those Pharisees to see Jesus.
其中照犹太人的传统，其中有一个可能是路加。
One of them might be Luke.
就是写路加福音跟使徒行传的那个路加医生。
Luke was the author of the book of Luke. It's a doctor.
然后我们还发现腓力也找着拿但业带他去见耶稣。
Another example is Philip. He found Nathanael and took him to see Jesus.
好像都是把人带到耶稣的面前。
From all the stories, we see how people one lead the other to Jesus.
一个领一个。
One lead one.
所以有的教会他们会称为我们有的教会把它称作安德烈行动，不知道有没有人听过安德烈行动，就是说我们一个领一个。
So some churches they call this Andrew movement, one-on-one leading.
然后保罗也是他 disciple 提摩太。
And Apostle Paul and Timothy is one another example.
所以圣经上面有许许多多的例子来告诉我们这样子的一个塑造门徒的一个重要性。
So there are a lot of stories in the Bible that tells us the importance of making disciples.
我们真的这一辈子哈，不希望，我就觉得我一辈子不希望，不寄望有很多很多的人因为我的关系可以信主，能多少人我不敢讲。
So we don't have to really care about how many people we influence or impact in our life that we can bring to Christ.
但是我如果跟一些的弟兄们能够做一对一的话，我带领他们，如果有一天神呼召他们做更大的事情，说不定这当中有一个格里汉就要被兴起来。
But I do care that if in my life I can just have deep impact on some of the people that later on God will raise them up for greater commission and maybe one day Bill Graham will be coming to God because of your help.
然后你会发现他写回忆录的话会说我刚信主的时候有一个某某某，然后呢他带领我一年两年的时间，带领我怎么样读经祷告，那是多美的事情。
So maybe in his book, in Billy Graham's book, you will find that he says in his autobiography that when I was a new believer, someone so-and-so led me and mentored me towards this few years of my early Christian lives.
所以要门训万民，就是说 make disciples, 这个所有的nations become disciples.
So we have to make disciples in all nations.
你要怎么做？一个一个做，他们就会成为累积起来就很大。
And how can we accomplish this? We do it one by one.
弟兄姐妹，当一个布道家很有 power， 他如果是一天可以带领一百人信主的一个布道名布道家这样做的话
，If there's some famous evangelist that he can lead 100 people to Christ in one day，
来对比，如果你是一个很 faithful 的，你可以来塑造门徒，然后一个生两个，那两个呢，他可以生四个，四个可以生八个，这两个比起来，你说谁的工作比较大？
And versus the work that if we are making disciples on the one-on-one basis and the disciples will make more disciples, and which do you think would be more fruitful?
我们相信当然是一个传一个，一个传一个，这样子的工作更大。
We believe that the one-on-one making disciples method will be more fruitful.
所以门训，就是说一对一的，一领一的门徒训练是非常重要的。
So it's very important to have this implement this one-on-one making disciples.
好，那我们来看第二个，就是说，那我们一零一的这个内容在做什么事情呢
？So let's look at the content. What is making one-on-one making disciples procedures?
所以在马太福音28章这边讲到说，凡我吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
So in Matthew 28, it says that teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这边讲到就是要教训，就是讲到真理的教导。
So there's one part saying about teaching the doctrines.
我们可能要教导他们你怎么样去灵修。
we can teach them how to have daily devotion.
我们已经在很多的场合讲到一个 prime 的方法，怎么样来用 prime 的方式来啊，每一天早上可以灵修。
There's one way to do the daily devotion. It's called prime.
然后我们也会教导他们所有的纪要真理，还有陪着他们读圣经。
We will teach them all the basic Bible truth and teach them how to study the Bible.
我们甚至可以背诵一些重要的经文，成为我们随时的帮助。
And we can teach them how to memorize the verses so they can be they'll help in any time.
这是教训，我们教训他爱神爱人。
So this is about teaching.
但
I'm sorry.
但是呢，不能停在这里，因为只有教训的话呢。好像我们很多门徒训练是这样，我写或者我的笔记本有是我的师父教我的，所以我抄在笔记本上。
So we cannot just stop here. A lot of times that we take a lot of notes when people teach us something, but we just stay there.
好像我的师父告诉我，我就讲光抄，对不对
？It's like I just write down whatever my teacher tells me.
然后呢，我又把这个东西又交给。我想要 disciple 的一个刚信主的一个弟兄或者姐妹。
And then I teach whatever I received from my teacher, and I pass it on to the person I'm teaching.
然后他就把这些讲义的内容呢放到他的笔记上。
So the next person would just write down whatever the teaching is in his notebook.
这是教导而已，但是有没有遵守呢？你抄过去以后，大家都拿了一个笔记本，但是你没有遵行那个的，还不是你的。
So if you just stop there, that's mere teaching. It doesn't, we don't put it into action yet.
我们有时候背圣经，好背圣经，又没有去默想它的话，有时候背的又不够杀人，要默想。
Sometimes when we memorize a lot of verses, but we do not meditate on the Word of God, and it just stop there, it does not become very solid to us.
所以在很多试探来的时候，我们可以把我们的背的经文，我们可以把它用出来，能够来抵挡胜过这一切的试探。这是一个活的一个经文。
So if we can, when temptation comes, we can use the verses we memorize to resist the temptation. Then we can overcome the temptation.
我们在那个这次那个张伯利布道大会的时候，我们用的那个教会，借用的那个教会，我就注意到他的那个饭厅的玻璃上面，进门的玻璃上面写了几个字。
The host church of the evangelical meeting we had last weekend on the glass to their cafeteria.
不知道有没有注意哈，它上面写的说 "Every member a minister."
It says "Every member a minister" on the glass door.
每一个信徒都是一个传道人，直接翻是这样。
So if you interpret it, it's like every Christian can be a pastor, a minister.
更文雅的翻译就是圣徒皆祭司。
Or Christian, every Christian is a priest.
就是说每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都应该在神的国度里面，我们都应该是一个大使，都可以做disciple, 我们不认识神的人，然后让他们信主，来栽培他们头一两年，这应该是每个基督徒都要有的功夫。
So every Christian should have this mission that we can we can disciple more people.
当彼得在最后在那个提比利还在约翰福音二十一章那边讲到耶稣就对彼得讲说你爱我吗？哈，喂养我的羊。
In John 21, Jesus told Peter, "Do you love me?" And Jesus told Peter to feed my sheep.
讲了三次，你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊，讲三次。
Three times he said, "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep."
我相信这是耶稣给彼得的教训，但是也是同样在我们的身上，我们都要去 feed 那些比我们在信主的资历里面比较浅的那一些的弟兄姐妹，帮助他们。
This is the commission that Jesus gave to Peter, but I'm sure it applies to all of us too, to feed the new believers.
所以当在五饼二鱼喂饱五千个男人，还不止，可能不止这么多五千个。这五饼二鱼的神迹里面，耶稣也透露了一个信息在那边。
There's a message from the miracle that Jesus performed at the five loaves of bread and two fish.
他们走到野地以后，天已经晚了，没有东西吃了。所以呢，这个门徒就说，是不是叫人家散开啊，到村子里面去找吃的
？So they were in the very remote area, and that was towards the very late of the day. And his disciples asked Jesus if they should send the people away to get something to eat.
这么多人要吃，我们哪有能力去供应他们呢
And they said that we cannot afford to feed those people. It's a big crowd.
结果安德烈讲了一句话。
And Andrew said something here.
他说：“看到我们这边有五条饼。”
And he says that we
五个饼两条鱼。
He says that we got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish here.
只是喂给这么许多人，还怎么喂呢？
And how can we feed all these people with so little food?
这是我刚刚讲的安德烈在圣经里面第二次的出，就是第二次有行动，具体的写下来。
So this is what recorded in the Bible about Andrew the second time.
所以好像我们就面临一个需要，但是我没有办法去满足这些需要。
So it's like we face some needs that need to be met, but we cannot do that.
耶稣回答说：“不用他们去，你们给他们吃。”
Jesus replied, "You don't have to send them to do it. It's your responsibility to feed them."
是你们的责任来帮助他们，来喂饱他们。
It's your responsibility to help them to feed them.
就耶稣就把那个饼就拿过来。
So Jesus took over the bread.
他就望天祝福，然后拨开递给门徒。
He looked up to the heaven and he prayed, give thanks, and he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples.
门徒拿到以后，他又去传，就是大家五十个，就是一群一群坐下，然后就这样分。
And his disciples passed out all those food to the crowd.
大家都知道这个神迹，到后面大家都吃饱了，而且还有剩。
And everybody knew about this miracle. Like everybody was well fed, and we have leftovers.
所以这就是耶稣的一个态度，他就望天祝福，拨开地传递。
And this is the attitude of Jesus, that he looked up to heaven first, and he gave thanks, and he passed on the food to his disciples and to the crowd.
所以当我们在做101的时候，我们很重要的一件事情就是我们要这个态度，望天祝福，然后把我们所有的那一点把它拨开，然后就传递。
So this is what we should take the example from Jesus, that when we do the one-on-one making disciples, we look up to heaven, we bless what we're doing, and we give what we have to the disciples.
很多的时候我们第一次做的时候会很紧张，会很不熟，但是你做两次做三次，你就发现其实这个东西是蛮不是那么难的事情。
You'll be very nervous when you first started, but then the more you do it, the better you will become.
我现在每一个礼拜有跟五个弟兄做 one-on-one.
I have five regular meetings, one-on-one meetings with five different brothers weekly.
其中有两个是好几年了。
And two of the five, this has been going on for years.
那个时候我还在 Motorola 上班，还是在工作的时候。
I started out when I was still working for Motorola.
所以这告诉我们说，这101不是传道全职传道人的事情而已，每个弟兄姐妹都应该来做。
So making disciples on one-on-one basis doesn't just belong to a full-time pastor's job.
其中有一个是台湾，他是台湾的一个医生。
And one of them, he's a medical doctor in Taiwan.
他来到美国探亲，然后呢 ，Kelly 很厉害，就带他信主了。
And he came to the States to visit his family, and Kelly, he had been led to Christ by Kelly.
然后他就把他就带来那是他就跟我讲说，慈霞交给你了。
And after Kelly led him to Christ, she Pastor Joe took it over.
他那个时候呢，他就是就交给我了。然后呢，我们就很紧张去探访他。
So I was kind of nervous, but I went to visit him.
然后在探访他的时候呢，我就想说，哎呀，我要想要带领你信主，继续栽培，我怎么栽培呢？
And during the visitation, I was thinking, how can I continue the work helping you in the spiritual
world? 因为他来美国是来玩的，一两个礼拜就回到台湾去了。
Because the medical doctor just came here to visit for a couple of weeks, and he will return to Taiwan.
但是很感谢高科技的发明。
But thanks to the high technology.
啊，我们就可以用 MSN 两个人，我们就在那边 set up。我探访的时候，我就只做一件事情。原来要跟他查经，我觉得那个不重要，重要是我们把 MSN 建立好。
So,
知道 MSN 就是视讯对话。
So during my visitation, I originally I was going to do Bible study with him, but then I realized there's more something more important to do is to set up the MSN.Communication.
所以他回到台湾以后呢，我们就约好每个礼拜六早上我这边8点钟，他那边晚上12点。
So after he returned back to Taiwan, we made the deal like every Saturday morning six 8 o'clock my time and 12 o'clock midnight in Taiwan.
所以我们就这样子，这是五年半以前发生的事情。
And this happened five and a half years ago.
我们就这样一路一直查，一直查，一直查圣经，就是一直查，一直查。我不知道圣经可以查五年半。
So up until now, we've been doing the Bible study through the internet service on the computer, for 5.5 years.
我们昨天还在查。
We just did it yesterday too.
所以我们就不必像耶稣走遍各城各乡来传天国的福音。
So this is not like Jesus had to travel through the cities to preach the gospel.
你在你的家里面，在电脑桌前，你就可以传遍福音了。
Now you can just sit in front of your computer and share the gospel with people.
你就可以帮助一两个人，你不需要太多。你这同时间，你能够帮助一个、两个，就很不错。
You don't have to help a lot of people at one time, but just one or two, that you can help with.
所以这是一个很重要的事情，让我们都摆在心上。
So this is something very important that let's put this in our heart.
那除了101的这种teaching, 就是 teaching 以外，我们还要注意到一个生命的成长。
And besides the one-on-one teaching, we have to remember something more important is the spiritual growth.
要关怀他的生活，关怀他的一些 temptation, 关怀他的一些软弱，他的灵修的状况，诸如此类。
We have to look into the spiritual growth, the temptations in the person's life, and the daily devotions.
有很多的时候呢，我们还分享彼此分享亮光。哎，你最近有没有什么属灵的亮光，或者在教会里面你有没有新的得着？你的牧师讲到你有没有新的领受？我们可以来分享。
And sometimes during the discipleship, we have to share the insights of that we received from the sermons or from the Word of God.
所以借着discipleship 不止受教的人得到好处，连这个帮助成长的这一个人，他也得着很多的鼓励。
So both parties, the mentors and the disciples, they benefited from the training.
所以这样子的话，两个人都得到了一些帮助，路就越走会越稳。
So both of them they helped each other, and their spiritual walk will be more steadfast.
所以这是第二件事情我们要看到的。
So this is the second thing that we have to look into regarding the Great Commission.
第三件事情就是我们如果做 one-on-one 的话，一领一的话，我们所带的这一个人能不能够成为跟我们一样也去带下一个。
So the last part is we have to see the disciples we just made, are they going to be able to give birth to more disciples to lead other people?
因为大使命的内容讲，凡我吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，其中也包含去使万民做门徒，他们也要遵守，所以就是他也要去使万民做门徒。
So this is part of the Great Commission Jesus gave us to teach and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. So they have to obey the commandment as well to make the disciples of all nations.
在提摩太后书二章第一节那边讲到，他说：“我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。”
In 2 Timothy 2 verses 1 and 2, it says that, be strong in the grace that is in the Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will.Also be qualified to teach others.
所以在这句话里面就已经讲出了四代的传承。第一个是讲到保罗，再讲到提摩太，再讲到提摩太所要教导的那个人，再讲到那个人可以去忠心教导别人，他去他是去教导。所以这样子就有四代的人。
So from this passage, from these verses, we can see that there's the heritage that carries on from generation to generation, from Paul to Timothy, and Timothy's to people that he disciples, and to the disciples who are going to make more disciples after them.
所以一个领一个，一领一是非常重要的一个传承。
So one leads another is a very important heritage.
在2008年北京奥运的时候发生一件事情。
In the Olympic 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing.
女子400公尺接力赛。
There's something happened in the 400 meters, women 400 meter relay.
美国所派出来的是最坚强的阵容，是夺金的一个阵容。
And the US team was the best. They have the best runners on the team.
大家都看好他们。
Everybody was very confident.
结果他们在跑的时候呢，真的是跑得很快，都领先。
And they were doing pretty well, like they were leading.
直到第三棒交给第四棒的时候。
Until when it comes to the third runner, to the last runner.
棒子掉在地下。
And they dropped the baton.
所以他们就没有进到名次里。
So they lost the qualification to enter the finals.
他们说这是2008年奥运的国耻日。
And they call it the national shameful day of the Olympic game.
所以这是一个一代传一代的事情。当你交棒没有交好掉掉的时候，这就是断掉了。
So it's very critical that the baton passed one from one generation to the next.
所以门徒一定要生生不息，他能够生出门徒，这才是门徒的标志。他要能够生门徒出来。
So the work has to be ceaseless, and disciples have to make more disciples.
这也是神建造教会里面的一个很重要的心意，门徒能够充满教会，让门徒们能够一代一代的来影响，能够来建造啊，能够让教会从不信主变成信主，成为门徒，这样一个 cycle 可以来循环。
And this is one of the main purposes in God's will in for His church, that they have to grow from, they have to bring in the non-believers to become believers, and believers have to become mature Christians, and Christians have to lead more people into discipleship.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在教会可能你已经听了很多年，你可能参加聚会参加不知道多少次，有的时候你一看到讲章的那个经文，你就知道今天牧师要讲什么。如果牧师不在的话，其实你也可以上来讲了。
Some of us that we have been in church, attending churches for years, and we've heard so many sermons. Some of you might be able to even give a sermon when the pastor is gone.
我们都累积了很多很多的知识，然后我们也知道怎么来过一个属灵的生活。可是我们有没有去把它交出来，交给别人
？We accumulated a lot of head knowledge, and but can we put those knowledge into action and to teach people?
还是一直累积在我们的身上，没有 share 出去。
Or we just keep accumulating more knowledge in us and without sharing it with other people.
现在是一个行动的时候，让我们把眼睛打开，看见周围有许许多多的人，也在甚至在教会就有许多是在慕道或者是在刚信主的，是值得我们花时间来帮助他们。
Let's open up our eyes right now. It's time for action. Can we look around us to see if there are people that need our help?
或者他是在教会外面，好像我带领五个里面好像有四个都不是教会的在。
Some people might come from your own church, or some people might be from out of your church. Like 4 out of 5 people I'm making disciples right now, they are not regular church attenders.
在不在教会不是重点，但是他在天国里，阿们。
That is not important. It doesn't matter if he goes to church or if he belongs to a church. What matters is he is in the kingdom of God.
我的祷告就是其中有人可以做比我更大的事情。
My prayer for them is for some of them they may receive higher callings than me.
我也只有五饼二鱼，知道的也真的很有限。但是就这有限的，已经可以帮助蛮多的人。
I only have five loaves of bread and 2 fish, and it's my resources are very limited, and I can only pass out what I have, and that can also help a lot of people already.
所以我们要打开我们的眼睛，求神给我们智慧的心，让我们来看、来观看哪些是我们可以来 disciple 的一个对象。我们求神来带领，然后呢，就这样来做，帮助他们走一段，这是在起步的这一段，然后我们就可以看见神的心意能够得到满足。
We need to pray to God to reveal to us, to open our eyes, help us to identify who are the people that God would like you to help with and disciple with.
如果你需要资源的话，请来跟我说，我一定要来帮助这样的事情。
If you need resources, please come to me. I'll help you with those.
愿神的恩典跟神的慈爱与我们同在。
Because God's grace and God's love will always be with us.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为在今天的时代，我们看见许许多多的需要，有许许多多的人，他们在一个不知道怎么样来生活的光景当中。主啊，也有许许多人不能认识你， 还不认识你，但是也有一些人是已经认识你，但是好像没有足够的喂养。耶稣，求你在我们当中兴起哦，能够来做一零一工作的这些弟兄姐妹，能够成为神国的大使，能够帮助这一些能够需要帮助的，能够在神国在天国里面哦，真的有份能够来建造塑造许许多多的门徒，让我们同心合意，让我们一起来 work， 能够把天国的福音带遍全地，也能够让福音传遍万民，更重要的是使万民能够做你的门徒，这是你的心意。求主来给我们力量，也给我们智慧的心，让我们知道怎么来做。我们祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，我们来唱一首诗歌我们唱那个诗本里面没有诗本的话可能要去拿。好，我们来唱507，我们上个礼拜唱的基督精兵，我们今天还是要来继续唱，我觉得这首歌非常的好。来，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号显露到我城，基督乃是统帅令我更的王，孤当要往回去，前行如战场，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号显露到我身。第一节我们再来，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号前路到我城，基督乃是统帅令我更的王，孤当仰望回去，前行如战场，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号显露到我城。第二节，来助胜利旗号撒旦军逃遁，基督精兵奋起直去凯旋门，心中高唱颂歌，地狱皆震动，弟兄皆当欢呼，赞美声嘘吼，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号显露到我城。我们齐齐来唱第三节，教会再次话语行动如大军，弟兄奋勇前进，不羡先后尘，我众愿非分裂，我众是一体，希望信仰无二，爱心一合一，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号显露到我城。第四节，为愿主名前进，焕然脸不新，大家同声高唱，开歌共声庆，但愿荣耀赞美归基督我王，天使使人一直永远轻松扬，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号显露到我城。副歌，信徒如同精兵征战向前行，十字架为旗号 好前路道。我怎么再来信徒，信徒如同骑兵正在向前行，十字架为记号，前路道我成。如果今天神对你有感动，你觉得你领受已经够了，你觉得你该是分享出去，该是帮助别人的时候，你有这样子的心，就在这个时刻你来向神来祷告，求神把你所能够帮助的人带到你的面前来，让你这一生能够塑造出几个优秀有 quality 的门徒，让你这一生都不虚此行。当见主面的时候，你会向神说，我做了我当做的，因为我所领受的我 share 出去，我也帮助了所当帮助的人。可以向神来祷告。好，我们唱副歌来。信徒，
信徒如同骑兵正在向前行，十字架为旗号，前路到我城。
再来，信徒，
信徒如同骑兵正在向前行，十字架为旗号，前路到我城。
哈利路亚，让我们领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。阿们。阿们。阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们。